It's a familiar tale. Woman glides onto the dance floor, shimmies, slips, sues the dance hall. But the twist to it all goes beyond the one in her leg. She filed her lawsuit in a leap year, one containing an extra day. As the singing friends in the Broadway musical Rent ask, how do you measure a year? The measurement matters because of the law's statute of limitations. A statute of limitations allows an injured person a certain amount of time in which to file a lawsuit against the injury-causing person or entity. One jurisdiction might allow a personal injury action to be brought within 2 years, say, and after that, disallow any claim. A statute of limitations gives those who have committed wrongs the opportunity to sigh with relief after that certain period expires, after no lawsuit is filed by the plaintiff. The would-be defendant knows that the plaintiff won't, can't bring a lawsuit. The world rests easier. But in a leap year, there may be delayed rest for the leery. In the dance hall case, for example, the plaintiff brought her claim to the courthouse on August 18th, 2 years to the date after her fall, August 18th, 1990 to August 18th, 1992. The defendant in the case argued that the statute of limitations had expired on August 17th, 2 years after the injury when using a 365-day-per-year definition, and that the extra day in 1992, a leap year, should not be credited toward the statute of limitations. The court struggled with which measurement was most appropriate. It was not the first time. Leap year conundrums make their way into the nation's courtrooms more than you might think. So we get cases like the one from Louisiana several years ago, in which the plaintiff was injured on February 29th, leap year day. He filed his lawsuit on March 1st of the following year, exactly 1 year, he argued, from the date of his injury. The court found that he'd filed 1 day too late. The 1 year statute of limitations required a filing on February 28th, it decided. One court in Oregon, too, had originally written that a year meant 365 days no matter what. It later changed its mind, somewhat sheepishly, and found that the statute of limitations had expired not 365 days after the injury, but 366 days because the injury had occurred in a leap year. So inventive lawyers define the word year how it best suits their clients. To quote one court, judicial interpretation of the term has produced a variety of results, some of which cannot be reconciled with either standard definition. An example outside the leap year context, one judge decided that a calendar year of suspension meant the time period from the date of a football player's misconduct to the end of December, a period of about 7 months. But back to the dance floor. In Rent, the cast measures a year in daylights, sunsets, midnights, and cups of coffee. The judge in the dance hall case chose instead the equally poetic a year's a year option, 366 days in a leap year, giving the dancer the right to bring her lawsuit and one more reason to shimmy. I'm Amy Guida.